and they are getting bigger and bigger. There is the danger that all will come tumbling down. The landlord poured a little more Bekarovka in Kaminsky's coffee, as he always tried to do. He came up once a month for his rent, and the engineer had long since stopped protesting that he didn't want any of the landlord's drink. The man who had previously shared the rooms had been convinced that their landlord was a dipsomaniac, but Kaminsky was not sure. He hoped that the bottle of Bekarovka that the man carried around with him was simply a gesture of friendliness. He imagined that he offered it to all of his tenants to make the process of collecting the rent a little easier. The landlord lived in one of two sets of rooms on the rather unsanitary ground floor, and at 9 o'clock, prompt, on the first of every month, he would begin with the old couple in the rooms opposite his own. It would often be the early afternoon before he had climbed up to the fourth floor where Kaminsky lived. The landlord wasn't a confident man and needed to think of his tenants as friends. To a certain extent, Kaminsky...